With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exist. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Lee stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do. Now, QAnon, was it in a different form back then? Or so when you say Q, you're talking QAnon, right? The Q movement. Was it in a different form back then? Or what did they do back then? How did it, you know, transform into what it's today?
Okay, so I think the investigation into the pedophile networks began in England. I'm not really familiar with the QAnon movement within the United States. I know that the Trump administration has tried to take credit for it, you know, but I believe that they are operating off of a movement that was already in progress. So it's a nationalist movement, and it is attempting to eliminate the pedophile networks and the DUMs, because the DUMs and the pedophile networks are holding together, like they're the glue that are holding together, you know, these powerful players within that are trying to voice the new world order upon us.
Yeah, I've had different people who've been telling me that the QAnon movement, that there were stuff just like it, you know, 5-10 years ago, and that they've always had these, you know, where they were exposing things that were going on, and now it's just really became more powerful right now. But is it something in your investigation, is it something we can trust? You're saying, do you think Trump just kind of came in and said, oh, this is a good movement that I can now get associated with to help feed the people out there? Or do you think there's something more to it?
I'm a little bit skeptical of the movement. I think there are a lot of trolls who work within it, and they're giving a number of false leads. We were expecting, you know, Hillary Clinton to be prosecuted, for example. That never happened. So I don't necessarily trust maybe the QAnon per se, but if you've noticed, it is an international movement of patriots. And so I think that the key actors are working through some of these movements, but I'm not sure that you could trust all of the Q drops.
Yeah. And so do you have any idea who is dropping it? You think it's a combination of trolls and something real?
I believe Jack, is it Posenik or Posenik? He had given an interview where he said that the source of the Q drops are there are two trolls who are having fun at MAGA's expense, and they're knowingly posting drops on the 4chan boards to generate interest and excitement amongst the QAnon community.
Yeah, they're not real, but those would be the trolls. But there are some drops that that's why people believe it, is there's some drops that are just impossible to do and to know without being really close to the president.
That's very true. And I'm not a QAnon expert, and so it may very well be that that's the case.
Okay, so that's not fair. I can't drill you on Q since that's not your background. Okay, so that's fair. Now, that's the left. The Bolsheviks are more the left. You kind of said they're part of the right too, but you also tell me that beforehand is the Zionists are
really the right. Now, do they kind of cross back and forth between some of the Zionists are left and right and Bolsheviks are left and right? Or is it, how does that work?
Okay, I think the original Zionist movement involved having a country for the Jewish people, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But once the Bolsheviks were purged from Russia, they took over Zionism. So you have the Bolsheviks on the left, and the Bolsheviks want to rule the world from Jerusalem, and then the Bolsheviks on the right who want to rule the world from the Bolsheviks on the left want to rule from the Kremlin. The Bolsheviks on the right want to rule the world from Jerusalem. So they engage in very similar tactics.
And the Jewish people in Israel are probably wanting to purge these people too. I mean, they're not Satanists. I mean, these are Satanists.
That's correct. They're as much an enemy to the Christians and Jews in the United States as they are enemies of the Jewish people in Israel.
Now, the Rothschilds, how do they plan? Are they the backing for, because they're Satanists too, they're a Satanist arm of whatever. Now, how do they fit in?
Okay, in terms of the Zionist movement or?
Just in the whole deal, the Zionist movement, the Bolshevik movement, and where they fit in with the Queen.
Okay, so Evelyn Rothschild is an advisor to the Queen, and I do have it on good source that she has been declared illegitimate and is transitioning out.
The queen is.
So you will see more of that, you'll see more evidence of that in the days to come. But she is illegitimate.
Okay, hold on 1 second before you keep going on, because we got to get back to the Rothschilds. But who declared her as illegitimate? Who made that, declaration?
That's fair enough. The real king, his name is Greg Hollett, he has been doing research on the Queen's background for decades, and so he has said that he has knowledge that she is illegitimate and has acknowledged as much and is in the process of transitioning out.
Why is she illegitimate? She's just, it's not her bloodline, or his bloodline was direct and hers wasn't, or?
Correct. She doesn't have, she's a commoner, essentially. So she doesn't have the royal bloodline.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting story in of itself, of how she even got there if she doesn't have the royal bloodline, and why he got pushed out. Okay. So, and maybe that's
a story in and of itself.
I'm sure. And there are people talking about it out there. It's one thing I just didn't want to bite on, because I just wasn't, you don't know if it's legit or not, but you're saying that it is. When do you think the timing will be that we'll see the Queen, where this will start to actually happen? I mean, this is a huge move. That's big.
I know it is happening now. I'm not directly involved with, the transition within the British government. So I couldn't say what date, but it is in the process of happening, and I think that's why you're seeing so much desperation in terms of the spread of the coronavirus, the pandemic, and these riots, because the elites, the monarchy and the Rothschilds are losing their grip on power, and so they're essentially they're going through a sort of a slash and burn policy, with the view that if they can't have the world, nobody else can either.
So that's what they're doing now, because it seems like they're trying to do a communist takeover right now.
Correct. It's an act of desperation. I mean, they want to take over the government, but it's also a fool's errand. Like they don't really have the means to do it, but they're going to try. If they can't succeed, then they'll just destroy everything that they can in their wake.
Which they're kind of doing a good job of. Okay, so how do the Rothschilds fit in here?
Okay, so they are the world's bankers. So after the Bolsheviks took over the federal government, the Bolsheviks and the Zionists now answer essentially to the Rothschilds. So they ultimately they answer to the Queen, but the Queen is under the advisement of the Rothschilds.
Now, if the Queen goes down, will the Rothschilds be the head? I mean, this Hallett character, I mean, I kind of see it as they won't even recognize royalty going forward. I mean, it just kind of will start to dissipate.
That's true. I don't think the royal family will collapse that easily. I think different powers will be realigned to different or assigned to different people. I mean, at the very top, they are controlling a network of powerful multinationals and international banks.
Yeah, I just can't see that falling apart. I would think that just another power figure would step in of some sort, whether maybe the Rothschilds would step in.
That's possible. I think we will learn more about that in the days ahead.
We'll have to see it play out.
We'll see it play out. I don't think that they're in a position to step in. I understand that their reputation has been so sullied that really very few people want to go into business with them anymore.
Well, and they're Satanists too, right? I mean, they're just crash and burn. They'll do anything, hurt anyone.
Yes, that's correct. They are Satanists.
Well, now, how does the Queen fit into how she's been? Because you say she's been running essentially the power in the world for decades. How does that play in as far as everybody taking her direction from her? And what forms are we seeing that in?
Okay, now I saw a program today whereby Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, pledged his fidelity or fealty to the Queen. So he has suggested that he answers directly to her. But I mean, there are a number of organizations that they work in to. To give you a sense of how they operate within the example of the coronavirus, the Queen owns the golden shares in a group called Kinitec. It's spelled Q-I-N-I-T-I-Q, I believe. So it begins and ends with a Q, meaning that it begins and ends with the Queen. She has the first and the last word. This is a leading global defense contracting firm that has contracts for FEMA camps, IRS billing, RFID chips, thermal imaging, and they hold a number of the leading patents of the world, and ironically sponsored by the American government. So we actually give them, we use our tax money to invest in developing technologies that they are using to enslave us. So the Kinitec helped process a patent for the coronavirus, which was developed. Both the coronavirus and the vaccine were developed at an institute called the Purbright Institute in England. This was in 2018, about 2 years before it began to expand throughout the world. The Purbright Institute receives money from Bill and Melinda Gates, the foundation, the Wellcome Trust, European Commission, DARPA, which is military. And the Wellcome Trust is very significant because both Wellcome, just to give you a little background, Purbright is named after William de Worms, Baron of Purbright, who was a great grandson of Mayor Amschel Rothschild, the founding patriarch of the Rothschilds family. Purbright and Wellcome worked together to develop vaccines that were essentially weaponized. They were used to essentially eliminate people, and they were used as a weapon of war. So they held the vaccine, and prior to the arrival of the coronavirus, Kinitec made an assessment that the public no longer has an appetite for war, and they were looking for civilian applications for military technology. At the same time, they were noticing that there's a great rise up amongst the people. There's a new a rise in nationalism throughout the world, a greater awareness of their machinations, all of their criminality. So they were looking for a way both to find a military application for this technology, or a civilian application for this technology, and also to eliminate, to reduce the population to more manageable numbers. But then you see that at the coronavirus broke out in Wuhan, October of 2018. It was attributed to a lab in Wuhan that our Department of Health and Human Services sponsored. But the Wuhan virus actually broke out at the World War Games in Wuhan. The World War Games brought together 10,000 athletes from 100 countries. Some of those athletes contracted coronavirus. And this event was actually sponsored by the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services. So behind this group, you also see the International Pharmaceutical Federation, that was the global lobbying shop for the pharmaceutical industry. And you see collaborations of between the armed forces and the healthcare health providers throughout the world to look for opportunities to simulate events to provide medical health for emergency services. So they were laying the foundation for what was to come.
And is this the Queen wanting to depopulate along with a lot of other Satanist elites?
They throughout the centuries.
And the Rothschilds?
Correct. And throughout the centuries, they do try to depopulate, to reduce the population into more manageable numbers. I'm sure there's a satanic aspect to it of sacrificing, millions of people to Satan. I'm not too familiar with satanic theology, so I'm not sure how much of that I could address.
Well, there's a quote in your book. It says that that came from the Voskov, I can't pronounce his name right, but he was a general staff of the Russian Armed Forces. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the coronavirus, their means, or something they really wanted to do with this, is that they thought that the elites concluded that there are too many ordinary people in the world, and that they wish to reduce the population to around 100 million of their own kind, and a maximum of 1 billion on the earth to serve them.
Correct. Yes. So their attitude is that, we the people should be subservient to them, and they want to amass the world's wealth and power, and to take as much of that wealth and power and land and resources away from us. So yes, that is their satanic goal of reducing the population.
Well, there used to be a lot of eugenics, and they used to be open about it back in the before the Second World War, and then Hitler made it really bad to talk about it openly. But those organizations are still around. The eugenics movement was a combination of things, but they really thought that they could make a human species that were better by doing eugenics. This is beyond that, though. This is saying that their own elite class are superior.
That's correct. And they have a technology that is hundreds of years far more advanced than what we have and what has been shared with the world. And so they want to somehow use technology to oppress and manage the people. And I believe that they are working through eugenics, and that the vaccine was part of this. They may have wanted to incorporate a type of RDIF tracking chip, in order to keep track of their subjects. We're not considered individuals, we're considered subjects, in their view, and to be able to manage and control us. And with that chip, we would be able to engage in banking, travel, and if at any point they decided that we were not supporting their agenda, or we were somehow not going along with the plan, they could have us eliminated.
And who would be this 100 million of their own kind? Who is their own kind? People who have wealth? The people who are they?
I would think that their own kind would be the elite classes. So that would be the corporate elite and their families. And then you're looking at their networks throughout, Hollywood, banking, the media. There are vast networks of them that are working in every level of society.
The ones who kind of make it to the top?
Not really make it to the top, but they do support bloodlines. And because I think that, there's a common understanding that those who will, who will serve them will reach the top. But those people in, the view of the elite are considered to be useful pawns. Once they serve their purpose, they're eliminated. So really, they want to support their own bloodlines.
Yeah, because someone like it's this is what I'm asking this is like, let's say Obama is considered somebody who made it to the top, but he's really considered one of the 1 billion that would be serving them, not one of the elites.
That's a good question. And I have read reports that, you know, part of his genetics do trace, you know, to some of the bloodline.
Oh, yeah. He has a bloodline. Yeah. Okay. But it doesn't matter what level. If you don't have the bloodline, then you're out.
I mean, that's a very good question. I think I would think that would be the case, but I'm not the one making the decision, and I'm not sure if that's how they would, you know, if that's how they would decide, but I would imagine that they would.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I just wanted to bring that up just so people understand that this is how serious this is, that these people, whether they get their way or not, we can't let them get anywhere near getting their way. And it seems like we're making dents in their power. Like you were saying, the dumbs are being cleared out. And I've done another show on that, but you have evidence as well that these dumbs are being cleared out. And we have, the good guys have started to take control of these. And that's where they have a lot of their advanced weaponry and other things for controlling the world.
That's correct. And I've received confirmation from some of my sources. And I'm not talking about QAnon, but from some of my independent sources that is the case.
Yeah, that's excellent. Okay. And now let's talk about this coronavirus, because in your book, and your book is just filled with, I mean, people have to get ready to put their hats on when they read that, because there's just an amazing amount of information on there. But one thing that you talked about was H.R. 748, which is the Federal CARES Act, which was the coronavirus bailout. And as of January 1st, 2019, a full year before the corona outbreak was even news, so this was full year before this thing came out, 1,571 organizations registered to lobby for it.
Correct.
I mean, that's incredible. How could they know that a full year ahead of time? And one thing that you said, it's just so brazen, and they just don't even care, it seems like. So can you talk about that a little bit? That's incredible.
Sure, and you're right that they don't care, and they are getting more brazen. So lobbyists represent special interests typically, and so the special interests we would be talking about would be the corporations and that would typically receive federal funding and government bailouts. These would be part of this international network, like where they a network of corporations and special interests that are part of the Rothschild network, you know, where they are built with government money. They lobby for policy that will in turn enrich them. And I also I was noticing that a year before the CARES Act in Michigan, a fellow by the name of Senator, or I think it was a Congressman Shane Hernandez, sponsored legislation for the coronavirus funding back in about a year before, you know, the coronavirus even hit. And what I was noticing is that his sponsors were tied into a Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And Blue Cross and Blue Shield had lost a tremendous amount of money through the Affordable Care Act. In fact, they lost billions of dollars. So they were looking for a way to, you know, tap into the government for financial relief and new opportunities. And I also noticed that Blue Cross and Blue Shield was rubber stamping paperwork, you know, to help process coronavirus assessments. They were also helping to fast track credentialing for healthcare workers, you know, who were overseeing these people who are taking care of the coronavirus victims. So I have a sense that Blue Cross Blue Shield might have been involved in creating these, you know, TikTok workers who were, you know, dancing, you know, who filmed themselves dancing through the halls of the hospitals while they were treating coronavirus victims. But I think they were not serious about the treatment and they were, you know, receiving funding. You know, they're essentially, this was a big money grab.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And one of the things that you also talked about is how they were telling people not to resuscitate the elderly because they were too expensive for the hospital. And my question is, didn't they get more money if it was a coronavirus patient?
They did. I think it was about like $32,000, I believe, if the person were diagnosed with coronavirus. That's absolutely correct. And since the healthcare system is bankrupt, the government can no longer afford to take care of the elderly. So the coronavirus also helped, unfortunately, target those people. I don't know if it was deliberately done to target those people, but they definitely had an excuse, you know, not to take care of them or not to undergo extensive procedures that they would otherwise need.
Yeah, they were saying let them die, but they were going to get the money anyways, whether they let them die or not. So they were incented to say it was coronavirus. I read that technically they got about 25% more than what they would normally get, but mm-hmm. still a significant amount. Mm-hmm. And so they would let them die. And then the other thing is they were doing things to specifically make sure that these elderly were getting infected. I know that in my state of Minnesota, they acted like they cared so much. They shut everybody down, but then they were sending everybody to the nursing homes. We have an 81 or 80% now infection rate, or death rate is in long-term care facilities and nursing homes mm-hmm. for coronavirus. We lead the nation by a long shot. And that's because they keep putting sick people in there and they don't care, instead of treating them like they're golden and that's who you protect, and then let the other people, they did everything backwards, you know, and this is what you're finding as well, is everything is just doesn't make sense.
No, that's correct. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it was really done for their financial benefit. And I read, you know, those same reports that they were actually putting in infected people in these nursing homes. Of course, the elderly are most vulnerable to the coronavirus. So it would appear that they may have been intentionally trying to infect them, or at least not taking measures to protect them, you know, from infections.
That's really interesting. Okay. And one thing that you said, and I took another quote out of your book.
Okay.
It says, Behind the Queen is the Rothschilds dynasty, which controls the British American Zionist Empire and the deep state through the Five Eyes intelligence network, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States, with Israel forming the sixth eye. And you're saying you're saying it's the Five Eyes of intelligence and now the sixth. What does that mean by the intelligence network? Do all of our intelligence work together, CIA, MI6, Mossad?
That's a very good question. So the CIA grew out of the Office of Strategic Services, which was an intelligence network that was used during the World Wars to provide insight to the governments which were controlled by the Rothschilds, and also to the Rothschilds and to these elite corporate families. So they would be able to kind of guide and direct the war to serve their own ends. The OSS was separate from a formal intelligence service. They eventually became the CIA, which was created, to serve the corporate elite. That they don't provide intelligence, for the country, for our security, but it's for the corporate elite. And so they work in tandem with, you're right, with the MI5 in England, and then these different intelligence networks, through this Five Eye network.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.